poll, most agree it is inappropriate for government to invest tax dollars in China-linked companies. By Hannah Blow on March 3, 2023. Most likely voters believe it is inappropriate for the government to invest taxpayer dollars in companies linked to China. A Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released this week found. The survey asked, do you think it's appropriate for the United States government or any state government to invest taxpayer money with companies or funds with ties to China? Nearly three-quarters, 74.1%, said no. It is not appropriate for the federal government or state government to invest taxpayer dollars in companies or funds with ties to China, while 25.9% said it is appropriate. There appears to be bipartisan consensus that such action is inappropriate, as 64.8% of Democrats, 81.5% of Republicans, and 75.2% of independents do not believe it is appropriate for government to invest taxpayer dollars to such companies. The survey was taken February 22 to 23, 2023, among 1,084 likes general election voters and has a +2.9% margin of error. It coincides with another China-related Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released this week, which found, most likely voters, 76.3%, expressing the belief that the U.S. should put a freeze on construction of China-owned property located near U.S. military installations. The surveys come as the House Select Committee on the Strategic Competition between the United States and the Chinese Communist Party held its first meeting on Tuesday, focusing on the threat of the CCP. We must act with a sense of urgency. I believe our policy over the next 10 years will set the stage for the next 100. We cannot allow the CCP's tech-powered dystopia to prevail, Committee Chairman Representative Mike Gallagher, RY, said during the hearing, vowing that the committee will not allow the CCP to lull us into complacency or maneuver us into submission. The CCP has found friends on Wall Street, on K Street, in Fortune 500 C-suites, and in the public health community, who are ready and willing to oppose our efforts to push back, he said. This strategy has worked well in the past, and the CCP is confident it will work again. Our task on this committee is to ensure that it does not, Gallagher added.